This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise due to Allah Rabbul Alameen for all His mercy, His forgiveness, for His blessing. Ramadan is almost coming to the end. For our Qiyam, tomorrow night will be the last Qiyam. Because if Eid is going to be on Sunday, then Saturday you don't have Qiyam anymore. It's not easy to get all the good brothers and sisters together like this every night. But every good beginning, also we have a good ending. Brothers and sisters, one of the important ayah that was recited in our prayer tonight, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلِ الزِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah remind all of us, as seeker of knowledge, as Muslim male or female, whether you are knowledgeable now or you are not knowledgeable, you are ignorant, but you must have the spirit of asking. You must keep on seek knowledge. Seeking knowledge, there's no end. Min al-mahdi ila al-lahdi, from cradle to grave. There is the beauty of Islam. And Allah continue to remind us in other ayah, وَفَاقَ كُلْ زِيْرْ عِلْمْ عَلِيمْ. Remember how knowledgeable you are. There is somebody who is above you who are more knowledgeable than you. You cannot overconfident that you know better. You may have some extra knowledge from here and there, but in the same time, we may have our own weaknesses. Ramadan is the best month for us to reflect, to look into our weaknesses and to improve. Last night, I was not with you. We were in Penang for our own mission that we always do every Ramadan, to meet up with the elders, the poor, the needy, and also those who are very helpless. Yeah. Alhamdulillah, they convey their salam to all of us here, to make sure that we do not forget them, and we are there also to remind them. Yeah. It's important to be connected to Allah, even how difficult our life is. Car plate number JAT 36. You're wanted from outside, inshallah. We have been doing this exercise, going out, meeting the elders, the poor, the needy, in Penang almost for 5 years already. And today was our last exercise to reach out to the poor and needy. Alhamdulillah, we thank all our volunteers, the youths, the sisters who have been very helpful, trying to arrange what is best to meet up with the underprivileged community among the Ummah, to do our level best. But when we extend what kind of financial aid to them, we always remind them about their responsibility towards Allah. It is not right just to give them physical existence, physical assistance, without giving them the spiritual assistance. And that's why we organize it in that manner. We gathered them, we gathered all their information, and then we will give them a very important reminder, like what the Prophet ﷺ always remind his ummah, even when he was very sick. Ali radiallahu anhu said, "Akhir wasiat an-nabi hiya salah." The last wasiat that the Prophet always remind his ummah is their connection with Allah, salah. Luqman ibn al-Hakim, Luqman al-Hakim in Surah Luqman also start by saying, "Ya bunayya aqim as-salah wa'mur bil ma'ruf wanha 'anil munkar." Ila al-akhir ayah in Surah Luqman. The very important and most powerful reminder that we should remind our children is to remind them not to disconnect themselves with Allah. Because by performing your prayer every day, it strengthens your memory. Aqim as-salat li zikri, Allah said. Establish your prayer so that you remember Allah. And the ayah was recited again, "Fas'alu ahli zikri in kuntum la ta'lamun." Ask those who knows, if you do not know. Now zikr also mean ask those who remember if you forget. I remind all the good brothers and sisters about 9 noble character. That was 2 nights ago. And I give you extra night to remember. You may not remember, but there's one thing that you forget to do. What is the thing you forget to do, brother and sister? Who among us will remember the 9 noble character? Alhamdulillah. Can somebody share with me the 3 first? The 3 first one. Sincere. You must sincere in what? When you do things openly or secretly, it must based on sincerity. Whatever you do, openly, publicly, or secretly, make sure your sincerity is intact. Number 2, we must be just. You must be fair. Whether you are in good mood or bad mood, that is your mood. Justice is for all. Even to your own family, you must be fair and be just. Most of us, when we are in good mood, alhamdulillah, no problem. When you have bad mood, khalas. Yeah. Number 3 is what? Be moderate, alhamdulillah, be moderate. You just have to be moderate. In whatever you do, it's very important to be moderate. So give you more space to move around. Too extreme is not good. Too passive is not good also. Be moderate. Alhamdulillah, we all here are very moderate. We are no liberal Muslim, we are moderate Muslim. Yeah? Wasat. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. Allah make us as the last nation, the last ummah, and He make us at the middle of ummah, so that we bear witness to others. We can be a witness to others too. Alhamdulillah. 3 paths, alhamdulillah. From the men. 3 from the sisters. The 4th one. The 4th one, sisters. Sisters only. Brother don't have to say anything. Number 4. Yeah. You learn how to forgive. Even the person have wronged you, hurt you, just forgive. Khalas. Look at what Allah said. قُلْ يَا إِبَادِ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَخْنَطُ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ min rahmatil inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Allah command our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to remind all of us Never give up hope with Allah. How much sin you have committed. Never give up hope. Allah is prepared to forgive all our sins. Allahu Akbar. Look at Allah. The provider who gives us everything. And we are so disobedient to Him. But still He opened the door of repentance and forgiveness. And He said, Inna Allah yaghfiru zunuba jami'a. Allah is going to forgive all your sins. So ma'af, ma'afkan. Don't wait until Hari Raya. Every night you should ask. The best time to ask before you go to sleep, because we do not know after sleep we are going to wake up tomorrow or not. So we don't want everybody to regret. But we have a culture. We wait, we collect all the sin and wait for Hari Raya. Yeah. Hari Raya may not come for me or for you. Maybe for others. So if you know that you have sins, ask forgiveness. Number four. Number five. Sisters. Keep on giving if you have anything extra. Give. And keep on, like how Allah keep on giving. He never asks us anything. If the person do not appreciate what you give, no problem. You do for the sake of Allah. Not because you are expecting something in return from Him. You want Allah to reward you. Allah's reward is always better. And inshallah, that's what we are working towards, it, inshallah. Number six. Strengthen the ties among you. Like how we strengthen our relationship every night. By praying jama'ah together, we stand straight line, we stand connected. We all want to see all of us in Jannah together. Do you love that to happen? Then one day we meet again in Jannah, Allahu Akbar. With a new look, you know, slimmer, taller, you know, and more handsome, more beautiful, Allahu Akbar. We love that environment because paradise is so vast, it's so huge. If you stay there alone, you'll be very lonely. We love to see all the jama'ah like what we experience here every night, mashallah. Then we can give salam to Isha. Assalamu alaikum, wa alaikum salam. Allahu Akbar. Over there, inshallah, no headache, no heart sick, nothing. Be happy, don't worry. Yeah? Sister have passed three, alhamdulillah. I thought they forgot, but everybody remembering, mashallah. That was good. Back to the brother, three more. The last three, the brothers. Yeah, Allahu Akbar. When you are alone, yeah, don't just waste your time. Use your loneliness to reflect. Yeah, to talk to Allah. To think about what you can do for the ummah is very good. Using your loneliness to think of something that you can do for the ummah is greater than any person wake up at night and perform prayer nawafil. Because prayer is just for yourself, not for others. But if you use your energy, your free time to think of how to help another Muslim, mashallah, there's a lot of blessing. Number eight. Yeah? Yeah, when you want to talk, we all love to talk, what can we do? Even people don't like to hear, we still like to talk. Islam said you can speak, you can talk, but what benefit you? Make sure that everything that you say is zikr, is good words. Good reminder, not gossiping, not bad biting, not fitna, not lying, not bad words. That's what you should look into yourself. MashaAllah, the brothers. Yeah. Now last one, sisters only. Brother don't see anything, sister only. The last one. What is the last one? Sisters. Yeah? I don't remember. They said, the last one is what? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. May Allah bless all the brothers and sisters, you know. I underestimate all of you, you know. But for someone who don't remember, I show you one tips. If you don't remember, we are here together. You just have to ask, Fas'alu Ahli Zikr. That's how you gain back the knowledge. If I have conveyed the hadith to you, and you don't remember well, you can check with your friend who you know. Ask them if they also don't remember. And they will ask again the other sister, the other brother. And if everybody are confused, you just have to give a call and ask me. That's how simple it is. Ask me. Then I'll let you know. So it's very easy to seek knowledge. But when you are shy, then of course, and then we are the loser. You know, there's nothing to be shy. Yeah? I myself, until today, if I forget something, I have another elders who I will call. Sometimes I'll call them overseas. Then immediately they will send me the message. Alhamdulillah. So we cannot feel that we know everything. We just have to be humble and keep on asking. That is the spirit, brothers and sisters. Alhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, tomorrow we'll give you some good news. Good news is only for the people who come tomorrow. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu an qal qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ta'malu hazihi ummah burhatan bi kitabillah thumma ta'malu burhatan bi sunnati Rasulillah thumma ta'malu bi ra'yi fa iza amilu bi ra'yi faqad dallu wa adullu. Abi Hurairah said that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam remind his ummah in one of his saying, this ummah will act on the guidance of the book, the Quran. That means we will do everything guided by the Quran. Then we will act guided by the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with dalil, with burhan. Then there will come a time we will just based on our rational, our nafs, our opinion. The minute you entertain your opinion and you ignore the burhan, the dalil from the Quran and Sunnah, and you act upon that, فَقَدْ ضَلُّوا وَأَضُلُّوا. You have turned astray and you are going to turn other astray. Because other people are ignorant, they may follow you. And when you do not guide yourself with the Quran and Sunnah, that means you are not on the straight path anymore. You cannot say, I'm still in the Sirat al-Mustaqim. I'm still on Sirat al-Mustaqim. You can't. Sirat al-Mustaqim must have evidence. Must be guided by the wahyu, not the nafs. Brothers and sisters, every night is a good night for all of us. Insha'Allah. We were informed by some of the sisters that one of our very consistent jama'ah, very faithful and loyal jama'ah, like Brother Haji Arifin, the eldest among us, there's one Dr. Maqbul. Dr. Maqbul, has been hospitalized and still undergoing testing. Now this is the husband of our sister Nilofa. Yeah? the wife of Dr. Maqbool. For all the Jama'ah who always come for Sunday class, you see Dr. Maqbool will sit there beside Haji Arafin, Brother Haji Maslan. They are one role, alhamdulillah. Yeah. When I look at them, I feel Allahu Akbar. Their spirit of Jama'ah is very strong. Even their elders, but they never miss our Sunday class. When they are around, they never miss. They are very consistent, istiqamah. For those who are very consistent in seeking knowledge and with the Jama'ah, you remember what Allah said. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة. We are the helper for them in this life and the hereafter. Allah said that if you are consistent istiqama with Allah, istiqama in seeking the knowledge of Allah, in practicing the Quran and Sunnah, there is no fear for you, Allah said. Your ending, inshallah, Allah will send glad tidings. The angel will come and whisper to you. La takhafu wa la tahzanu. No fear. No worry and no sadness. Be happy. Because when the angel of death pull our soul, then Allah will say, you are the people of Jannah. Allahu Akbar. This is the ending that all of us are asking from Allah every day. Oh Allah, enter all of us to your Jannah and release us from hellfire. Itqun minan nar. Itqun minan nar. Dua of Qunut that was recited by our Imam also, asking Allah to release us from hellfire. InshaAllah, if you keep on asking, and you always try your best, Allah will help us and will answer all our prayer. For Dr. Maqbool, don't forget to pray for him. Remember, his name is very easy to remember, Dr. Maqbool. Yeah? Pray for him. May Allah make it easy for him, strengthen his consciousness. Yeah? May Allah make it easy for him to get his treatment. Sometimes every sickness and illness, there is a cure, but we do not know yet. So everybody is testing on someone. So we hope that the doctor who is going to give him any kind of treatment will give him the right treatment. We don't believe that there is no cure for whatever sickness you encounter, cancer, pneumonia, leukemia, anything, but there is always some cure. Only we do not know yet. And everybody is having R&D. So we hope that Allah Rabbul Alamin will make it easy for Dr. Maqbool. Yeah, number one, we want him to have the peace of mind, the heart. He remember Allah, because by remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will have a lot of inner peace. And that peace can help you to overcome all your sickness, sometimes distress. Yeah, and also anxiety can be a killer to all of us. So don't worry, be happy and keep on praying and ask Allah to help our brother Dr. Maqbool so that he recover soon and he'll be back with his family and he will be back with all of us inshallah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our prayer. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for Dr. Maqbool and also for his family and his children is coming from Canada to visit him. Yeah, since they know that the father is not well, and this is a very good sign. When the children know that the father, the family are not well, immediately they plan to come home to see their parent, because parents always respond to the children, but children always are very busy, and this is not a good sign. How busy you are, make sure that you show your kindness to your parent who need your help or need your presence when they are not well. So may Allah make it easy for all of them. For those who is not going to be with us tomorrow, we do not know. Everybody is planning, everybody is moving. You know, when we were in Penang, yeah, there's a lot of plate number from WW, you know, Penang start with P, W start with wilayah. So there's a lot of people from KL have moved back. So there's a lot of movement going on, starting by tomorrow. So for all the brothers and sisters, if any one of us are traveling, make sure you don't forget the dua for the travelers. Don't forget Allah. May Allah protect all of us. Give us a safe journey wherever you are heading. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us the opportunity to share the knowledge we have gained in the full of Ramadan, and we share it with our loved one, our family members. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our prayer, may accept our siyam, inshaAllah, forgive all our sins. And may Allah rabbul alamin soften our heart that we love to forgive, and we love to ask Allah to forgive all of us, inshaAllah. Allahumma inna qa'afun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. Allahumma inna qa'afun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. Allahumma inna qa'afun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. Brothers and sisters, we have a lot of food behind. After this, when you go out, you can go backward, inshallah, and help yourself with whatever risky is there, inshallah. Help us to help you, inshallah. So whatever risky there is there, please help us to eat the food, inshallah. So may Allah bless us. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.